Hello, everybody, and welcome to Talking with TJ. I'm your host, TJ Wines, and today we'll be discussing second-generation gender bias and its effects on women. For today's episode, I have special guests Jordan and Taylor here to share their opinions on today's topic. Let's go ahead and get into today's discussion. For those of you that don't know what second-generation gender bias is, it refers to practices that may appear neutral or non-sexist, but which discriminate against women because they reflect the values of the men who created or developed the setting, usually a workplace. To show you guys that second-generation gender bias is an issue, there was a study done at Harvard's Business School to see why women were receiving lower grades than men. The study led to the school taking measures to ensure that everyone was graded fairly. One of the measures included placing scribes in classrooms so professors wouldn't have to rely on memory of who said what when assigning each student a class participation grade. The measures taken did prove effective after a few years. Now I'd like to take a minute to shout out an organization on campus called Women and Girls Research Alliance. This organization was founded in 2006 and provides faculty, students, and the community with opportunities for research and education on women's policy issues. The Alliance fosters increased collaborations between community members and UNC Charlotte, enhances public knowledge of its educational opportunities and services, and increases both faculty and student research that addresses these fundamental and regional issues for women. Up next, we have our guests, Jordan and Taylor. I'm going to ask them a few questions about second-generation gender bias and their views on the matter. So, Jordan, do you think more women would be in positions of power if they had the same opportunities as men? Why or why not?
I think that women would be in the same, position of power as men because I feel like the reason why a lot of women today don't really run for higher offices are because there's still that doubt that, men think that women aren't as strong as men and that they can't do the same things that men can do. And, we need more women to build that confidence. They don't have that confidence factor.
What could we do to make people more aware of second-generation gender bias at UNCC?
I believe that they should be educated on what it is to get them aware of what it is.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in, and a very special thanks to Jordan and Taylor for coming on the show today and sharing their views with us. Don't forget to tune into next week's episode about the upcoming NFL season. Make sure to click that like button and subscribe so you don't miss out on a great episode.